This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Warner Music reported quarterly profits this week. They did fine, made some money. But as Marketplace's Jasmine Garz reports, the interesting thing is the changes that are happening in how money is made in music right now.
Warner Music Group reported that streaming revenue was up 17.5% in the last quarter. Streaming services like Spotify and iTunes are still major, but the jump was also due to the social media platform TikTok, which features short videos, often with music. Professor George Howard teaches business at Berklee College of Music. He says this, in part, reflects how the pandemic has changed the way we listen.
People aren't commuting as much, so they're not listening to music in the car. People aren't drowning out their coworkers in cubicles with music.
What a lot of people are doing is spending time on social media. Warner Brothers recently signed a licensing deal with TikTok. The app has become a way for old hits to be revived and new hits to make it big. That's Lil Nas X, one of the most notable artists to be launched on TikTok. Yesterday's earnings report also highlighted how, during the pandemic, gaming platforms have been hosting live performances. Peter Volley is a music analyst at eMarketer.
There were really no live concerts in 2020. There likely won't be a lot of live music this year either. So a lot of that is shifting online.
Just last month, Warner invested a reported eight figures in Roblox, a gaming platform geared towards kids with 150 million monthly users. So while the music industry is notoriously slow to change, it's clear the pandemic is already causing massive shifts. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.